from the mind of Defias. What if everything you know about reality was just the surface of something far more extraordinary? For Thomas Chen, an ordinary morning becomes the catalyst for a journey that will challenge the very foundations of existence. What begins as a single inexplicable event spirals into a mystery that defies understanding, leading to a truth that will change everything. Some doors, once opened, can never be closed. Welcome to Blink. Chapter 3. The Investigation. The research began in the medical library of St. Elizabeth's Hospital. Thomas had taken a leave of absence from Chen and Miller Financial, citing personal health concerns, which, in a way, wasn't entirely untrue. Dr. Sarah Patel, an old client turned friend, had granted him access to the facility after he'd carefully broached the subject of near-death experiences during their last lunch meeting.
"Multiple death experiences would be more accurate,"
Thomas muttered to himself as he pored over yet another academic journal. His notebook, already filled with accounts of his own deaths, now contained extensive annotations on quantum immortality, parallel universe theory, and consciousness studies. Professor Hugh Everett's many worlds interpretation particularly caught his attention. The theory proposed that every quantum event spawned multiple realities, each following a different outcome. Thomas's fingers traced the diagram in the physics textbook, remembering the precise sensation of his bones splintering in the elevator crash. Could that Thomas, the one who had actually died, exist in another timeline? Was he merely experiencing the consciousness transfer between parallel versions of himself? The fluorescent lights of the library hummed above him as he discovered a research paper by Dr. Elena Martinez, a theoretical physicist who had documented cases similar to his own. Her subjects reported vivid memories of fatal accidents, followed by immediate returns to moments just before their deaths. The scientific community had dismissed her work as mere collection of paranormal accounts, but Thomas recognized his own experiences in every case study. He was so engrossed in his reading that he nearly missed his appointment with Dr. Yang, a neurologist who specialized in memory and trauma. The doctor's office was sterile and modern, with brain scan images decorating the walls like abstract art.
"The mind can play fascinating tricks,"
Dr. Yang explained, examining Thomas's latest MRI results.
"But what you're describing, these persistent physical memories, they don't align with any known neurological condition."
"They're not tricks,"
Thomas insisted, pulling up his sleeve to reveal unmarked skin.
"I can feel every knife wound, every broken bone, every burned nerve ending. The pain is real, doctor. The memories are real."
Dr. Yang leaned back in his chair, his expression carefully neutral.
"Have you considered that these experiences might be your mind's way of processing anxiety about mortality? Your work in financial risk assessment deals with calculating probabilities of failure. Perhaps..."
"I've considered everything,"
Thomas interrupted, his voice steady despite the familiar burning sensation creeping across his skin, a souvenir from the apartment fire.
"I'm not here to be diagnosed with anxiety. I need to understand the mechanism behind these events."
That evening, Thomas created a detailed spreadsheet correlating his deaths with various factors: time of day, location, physical condition, stress levels, and lunar phases. The data revealed no discernible pattern, but he noted that the intervals between incidents were decreasing. What had started as weeks had shortened to days. His research led him to a quantum physics symposium where Dr. Martinez was speaking. The auditorium was sparsely populated. Few in the scientific community took her work seriously. As she discussed quantum superposition and consciousness, Thomas felt a chill run down his spine where the truck had severed it on Fifth Avenue. During the Q&A session, he approached the microphone.
"Dr. Martinez, what if consciousness doesn't just observe quantum states, but actively selects them? Could awareness itself be choosing the reality where survival is possible?"
The physicist's eyes locked onto his with sudden intensity. After the session, she approached him directly.
"You've experienced it, haven't you?"
she asked without preamble.
"The deaths that don't stick?"
For the first time since the elevator incident, Thomas felt understood. Dr. Martinez's research suggested that consciousness might act as a quantum observer, automatically selecting timelines where it continued to exist. She called it
consciousness, continuity, preservation. But there's something we haven't published,
she confided, glancing around the empty auditorium.
In every documented case, the frequency of incidents increased over time. It's as if reality itself becomes less stable, generating more quantum death points that require consciousness transfer.
Thomas thought about his spreadsheet, the shrinking gaps between deaths.
What happens when the intervals reach zero?
He asked, though part of him already knew the answer. Dr. Martinez's response was interrupted by the distinctive crack of failing construction equipment above them. Thomas looked up to see a massive lighting rig plummeting toward them. He had just enough time to appreciate the irony of dying during a discussion about his deaths. He blinked. The lighting rig was secure above them. Dr. Martinez continued speaking, unaware of its momentary descent. But Thomas noticed something new this time, a subtle distortion in his vision, as if reality itself had rippled during the reset. The incidents were getting closer together, and reality was beginning to show signs of strain. Chapter 4: Unraveling Reality. The meeting room at Chen and Mueller Financial had become intolerable. Thomas sat at the conference table, ostensibly focused on quarterly projections, but his attention kept drifting to the 17 different ways he had died in this room alone over the past week. The leather chair where Anderson from accounting now sat had been the site of a fatal aneurysm. Near the window, he had experienced cardiac arrest. By the doorway, a severe allergic reaction.
Mr. Chen?
Jessica, his assistant, was studying him with concern.
The partners are waiting for your analysis.
Thomas adjusted his tie, feeling the phantom constriction of his latest death. Asphyxiation in his parked car just 40 minutes ago.
Yes, of course. The Morgan account shows a 17% increase in...
He stopped mid-sentence as reality shimmered around him. The phenomenon had grown worse since his meeting with Dr. Martinez. The world would occasionally ripple, like heat waves rising from summer pavement, except these distortions affected more than just vision. During these moments, he could perceive multiple variants of the same space overlapping, conference rooms where he had died superimposed over the one where he survived. His phone vibrated. Another message from Dr. Martinez.
Quantum entanglement readings increasing. Reality coherence destabilizing. Need to meet immediately.
The incidents now occurred every few hours. Each death felt more real, more permanent, until the reset. But the resets themselves had begun to change. Sometimes he would return to moments slightly different from his point of departure. Minor details would be altered. The color of Jessica's blouse, the position of papers on his desk, the weather outside his window. Dr. Martinez's latest theory suggested that each consciousness transfer was damaging the fabric of local reality. Like a piece of cloth being repeatedly torn and rewoven, the material of space-time was beginning to fray around him.
If you'll excuse me,
Thomas stood abruptly, interrupting Anderson's droning presentation about market volatility. The irony of discussing market instability while reality itself unraveled around them was not lost on him. He made it halfway to the elevator before remembering he now used the stairs. But as he pushed open the stairwell door, he saw something that made him freeze. The stairs extended both up and down infinitely, spiraling into impossible geometries. He blinked hard, and the stairwell returned to normal. These glimpses into spatial impossibilities had started 3 days ago, moments when the boundaries between parallel realities became visible to human perception. Thomas's phone rang again. Dr. Martinez's voice was urgent.
It's accelerating. The intervals between quantum death points are approaching the Planck timescale. When that happens...
The connection cut off as another death took him. An electrical surge through his phone that stopped his heart instantly. Reset. But this time, when he opened his eyes, he was in his apartment, hours earlier, the morning sun streaming through his windows. The temporal displacement was new. The resets had always returned him to moments just before his deaths. Now they were sending him further back, as if reality needed more time to stabilize between incidents. His apartment looked wrong. Details were missing or incorrect. Books whose titles kept changing. Photographs that showed events he didn't remember. Furniture that seemed to shift position when viewed from different angles. The boundaries between possible realities were breaking down. Dr. Martinez had theorized this might happen. Each consciousness transfer required enormous quantum energy, energy that was now destabilizing local space-time. The universe was running out of coherent timelines where Thomas Chen survived. He reached for his journal, needing to document these new developments. But the pages were blank. No. They were filled with text in a script he couldn't read. No. They contained his familiar handwriting, but the words described deaths he hadn't yet experienced. The room rippled again, more violently this time. Through his window, he could see multiple versions of the city skyline superimposed on each other, buildings occupying impossible spaces. In some versions, the sky was dark with storms. In others, it burned with unnatural colors. His phone displayed 15 simultaneous text messages from Dr. Martinez, each containing different warnings, different theories, different last words. Reality was splintering around him, the accumulated weight of his quantum transfers finally exceeding space-time's capacity to maintain coherence. Thomas reached for his tie, a habit maintained through countless deaths, but his fingers passed through it as if it were smoke. He looked down at his hands to find them transparent, solid, and multiplied across several dimensional planes simultaneously. The final death, when it came, was reality itself coming apart at the seams. Chapter 5. The Convergence. Dr. Elena Martinez's laboratory at the Quantum Research Institute had transformed into a nexus of impossible readings. Every monitor displayed cascading data that defied conventional physics. In the center of the room, surrounded by humming equipment, Thomas Chen existed in multiple quantum states simultaneously.
"The convergence is approaching,"
Dr. Martinez announced, her voice steady despite the gravity of the situation.
"Every parallel timeline where you've died is collapsing into a single point of consciousness. The universe cannot sustain the energy required to maintain these quantum transfers any longer."
Thomas watched as his hand passed through solid matter, then reconstituted itself. His body had become a living demonstration of quantum superposition, existing in all states of life and death simultaneously. The pain of every death he had experienced resonated through his cells, creating a symphony of remembered trauma.
"Your consciousness has been selecting survival timelines at an exponential rate,"
Dr. Martinez explained, adjusting complex equipment that tracked quantum fluctuations.
"But each selection creates a paradox. The universe attempts to resolve these paradoxes by generating new timelines. But the energy cost is becoming prohibitive. Reality itself is reaching a breaking point."
The laboratory walls rippled like disturbed water. Through the distortions, Thomas could see every version of himself that had died. Crushed in the elevator, struck by the truck, burned in the fire, each death overlapping and interweaving with the others. But rather than resetting as before, these realities were now merging.
"The quantum entanglement readings are approaching critical mass,"
Dr. Martinez reported, her voice cutting through the cacophony of reality's dissolution.
"Your consciousness has become entangled across too many quantum states. The universe must resolve this paradox."
Thomas understood then what was happening. He wasn't experiencing multiple deaths. He was experiencing every possible death simultaneously. His consciousness had become a quantum observer trapped in a superposition of all potential endpoints, and now those endpoints were converging. The pain was extraordinary, yet clarifying. Every death he had experienced was teaching him something about the nature of existence itself. Reality wasn't a single fixed timeline, but a vast web of possibilities, all existing simultaneously until observed. His consciousness had been navigating this web, desperately seeking continuity, but in doing so had become hopelessly entangled.
"There's only one way to resolve this,"
he said, his voice echoing across multiple dimensions.
"I need to accept all possibilities at once. Stop fighting for survival."
Dr. Martinez's equipment sparked and died as reality buckled around them.
"The quantum field is collapsing,"
she announced.
"All timelines are converging into a singular point."
Thomas closed his eyes, feeling every death he had experienced, every reality he had traversed, every moment of existence and non-existence simultaneously. The pain of a thousand deaths flowed through him, but instead of resisting, he embraced it. In that moment of acceptance, something extraordinary happened. The quantum superposition resolved itself not by selecting a single timeline, but by integrating all of them. Thomas Chen existed and did not exist, lived and died, continued and ended, all at once. The laboratory stabilized. The readings returned to normal. Dr. Martinez stared at her equipment in amazement.
"The paradox is resolved,"
she whispered.
"You've achieved quantum integration."
Thomas opened his eyes to a new understanding of reality. He could still feel every death he had experienced, but they no longer caused him pain. Instead, they were part of a larger truth. That existence itself was not binary, but infinite, not linear, but simultaneous. He walked to the window, looking out at a world that appeared normal, yet was profoundly different from what he had known before. The universe had not chosen a single timeline for him. Instead, it had evolved to accommodate all possibilities at once.
"What happens now?"
Dr. Martinez asked, still processing the implications of what they had witnessed. Thomas straightened his tie, feeling the weight of infinite realities in that simple gesture. "Now," he said,
"we begin to understand what it truly means to exist in all states at once."
The sun set outside the laboratory window, casting long shadows across the room. In those shadows, if one looked carefully, they might see echoes of other realities, other possibilities, all existing simultaneously in perfect quantum harmony. Thomas Chen had died a thousand deaths, and in doing so, had discovered what it meant to truly live. The sunset painted long shadows across Dr. Martinez's laboratory when Thomas blinked. In that infinitesimal moment between closing and opening his eyes, the world transformed. The familiar weight of physical reality dissolved, replaced by an endless expanse of pristine white light that seemed to emanate from everywhere and nowhere simultaneously. The change was absolute. No floors, no walls, no boundaries. Just pure omnidirectional radiance that somehow felt both blinding and gentle. Thomas experienced the peculiar sensation of both standing firmly and floating weightlessly, as if the normal rules of existence had been politely but firmly set aside.
"Welcome, Thomas Chen."
A voice resonated through the infinite white space. "You've been listening to Blink from the Mind of Defy Us. Join us for the next chapter as the journey continues. Until then, remember, reality isn't always what it seems.